Hey, what's going
Love
on, everybody?
Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Nighthouse Radio is back on the air. We are definitely excited about tonight's show. And trust me, I know that tonight is also the return of something else, ladies. Fill me in. What else is going on tonight?
Hello, people. Welcome to Nighthouse. Nighttime, you could just turn that music down a little bit. I don't think the people will be able to hear us with all the sirens and flashing lights, et cetera.
I had to turn it up to wake everybody up.
We're up. Happy Wednesday. Right. Happy Hump Day.
Happy Empire Day.
Yes, Happy Empire Day. And we appreciate those who are with us instead of watching the season premiere of The Empire. Next week we'll definitely have some comments and hopefully get a chat in about what everyone thought.
Okay,
that's
exactly.
Right.
Well, and that's cool. And you know what, we're gonna talk about that a little bit later, but we actually do have our very special guest on the line, Miss Vanessa Bell Armstrong. We're gonna bring her on in just a second. You know, then we're gonna jump into everything else. Hello, Miss Armstrong.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm glad that you can join us. I know you probably just heard everybody's looking for Empire, but, you know, our listeners are glad to have you on with us tonight. So I do thank you for taking your time out to, you know, show some love to us. So definitely applaud you there.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be with y'all tonight.
That's right. Well, you actually, I guess, from my hometown, you're from Detroit, right?
Yes, I'm from Detroit, but right now I live in Houston.
Oh, okay. All right, that's what's up. So now I understand that you are on a tour. Let's jump right into that for everyone that's checking for you. What's going on with that? I believe it started in October. Is that right?
Right, yeah. My manager is getting it together, and people are responding, so I'm just trying to get ready for it. That's all.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, to be honest, the reason why I wanted to have you on here, because I remember many years ago, I guess back in the 80s, and my mom used to be cleaning the house, and all she would be playing is Vanessa Bell Armstrong, like the actual record, you know. So I remember that. So I was like, man, it'll be kind of cool to see what's going on with you at this point. So what have you been doing in between, you know, the last project? What's been going on?
Well, just really just basically just going. I mean, I've had a couple of deaths in my family. My mother passed last year, and then 9 months after that, my only son, he passed. So I've been kind of like going through a little bit, but I found out that if I keep singing, it keeps me encouraged, and I can make it, you know. So I'm just staying busy. I'm in Detroit right now, matter of fact. My father just turned 89, and so he asked his daughter, me and my baby sister, she lives in Florida, to come home and spend it with him. So that's what we're here now. We're just celebrating.
Wow.
We're definitely so sorry about your losses.
Huh?
Well, I was saying
we're definitely
sorry about your losses.
Yeah. My losses, they were great. But then I realized that God loved them more than I did. You know, he just lent them to me. So, I mean, you know, I understand. It took me a while, though. But the more I've learned to sing Peace Be Still, and now I understand why people can't get enough of that, because it's all kind of peace. And I needed peace in my mind and my heart from losing my only mother and my only son, you know. And he gave it to me. He's giving it to me. I'm still a work in progress, though. I mean, it just don't go away and stay away. You know, every now and then you think about, like today, we was riding with my father, and I was just thinking about my son. He brought up something, and it just brought all the memories back, you know, and I said, yeah, that was my baby. And then he'll talk about my mom, you know, he missed his wife, and I said, yeah, that was my mom. And, you know, it's just, we just have to keep going and just think of the good memories and know that they're in a better place, you know. That's what we're doing.
Amen to that. That's all you can do is one day at a time. And thankfully we are blessed with many memories that we can reflect on and just appreciate the time we did have with them here on Earth. So one day at a time.
Right, that's right. And I know a lot of people, you know, they expect for us to just jump up and just, you know, keep going and move and everything. And sometimes I feel like that, and then sometimes I don't. It's just like, you know, well, I'm not really with it today. And I people understand that, but a lot of them really don't. They'd be like, you know, oh,
it's
for
surprising.
Real?
It's
yeah.
surprising how people yeah. do not understand that. And I definitely empathize with you because I've had a similar situation, someone that was extremely close to my heart. So I completely understand that. And I'm glad you're able to have some peace now and finally get back out and get back out on tour and just spread your joy through your music.
Yes, Lord. And that's the way I've been doing it. It's like the more I sing, the stronger I get. It's like God uses me. And I said, Lord, all the songs that I was singing before, you know, I mean, I could relate, but now I can really relate. You know, it's like
right.
the songs that I made early in my life is really coming. It's like, okay, now you understand what you're singing about, you know, because you've
right.
been through some real, because I've been hurt before, but this
mm-hmm.
pain here from losing loved ones is so much different.
It's a real, real emotion. Yes, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So now I really can sing, you know, and understand what I'm singing about, you know. So that's all. I just praise God.
Wow. And that leads me to the song, Good News. Was that kind of, if this was written throughout this period?
No. No, you know, that was 7 years ago. Now, you know, that's
right.
old. And that's the thing that baffles me is that I don't care, like, Peace the Steel is 30 years old. But it's
mm-hmm.
like folks act like it's brand new. They just never get tired. They don't, especially when a song has a real message. I think that's what people are really looking for. Now, you can have a good beat, and I have
right.
nothing against that because I like contemporary. But when you're going through or you got problems or, you know, whatever situations, you want something that's going to really – you know, help you along the way. And that's what people are looking for, the good news. And the good news
right.
is Jesus. And that prayer still works. Yes, it does. And then my grandbaby, she's, I think she's 9 right now. And I sung it, and she was with me where I was at this visiting church in Detroit. And when I got through singing it, you know, the people were getting happy. And she came back there, and she said, Nana, but it never stopped. And I said, what? She said, you said prayer still works, but it never stopped. And I said, oh, my God, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
And she then brought me a new revelation to the song.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what, I think this would probably be a good opportunity to play it real quick, play that song, let everybody just kind of, you know, hear that just for a moment. And we'll be right back on the flip side with Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Let's check it out for Good News.
Together for some church, y'all. Some good music and prayer service, won't word, y'all. Even if you don't believe in the preacher, it's bound to be a few things he can teach you.
All right, and we're back. We're back on the line. yeah, just want to kind of, you know, change the direction a little bit. Obviously, you know, you still are part of, you know, the gospel music industry. And is it more so ministry that you're noticing at this point, or is it just more?
It's ministry.
It's ministry.
It just, yeah, it's definitely ministry because it's like I have more experience and I'm you know, sharing it with them and they are like having a good time with it. Matter of fact, they, you know, I think prayer is like they be looking for it after, especially after Peace Be Still. And so I found out that it's more of a ministry just than just a concert or just singing a song. I'm singing to try to help heal some wounds and you know, the captives, set them free, you know, the ones that really are going through something or just want to get closer to God, you know, these songs minister to them. So it's ministry for me now. Yeah, it is.
And that's good.
Before it was just, you know, because I like to sing, and I just wanted to. I didn't care anything about the business part of it. I just wanted to sing, but now I still don't care too much about the business part. It's ministry now, so you know, I know God gave me the gift to do it, and I'm just trying to just fulfill my mission, you know, in life.
That's awesome. That's good that you said that because. You know, I guess as within the industry, you have people that do it because they love what they're doing. Then you have people that do it because it's a greater purpose behind it. So it sounds like that's always been the case. So how in the world did you get started in, you know, pursuing a record deal? Like, you know, how did this come about way back when? Like, what made you want to get into the business?
I really didn't. It was like I was pushed into it. And I was like, you know, because all I wanted to do was get married, and I wanted to sing at my daddy's church. But my ex-husband at the time, he was my husband, and he said, you know, you singing in that kitchen, I just don't believe God gave you all that talent just to be singing in the kitchen or singing at your dad's church. I think, you know, we need to get out and pursue a career. And I was like, oh, Lord. So he took all his you know, he worked at Chevrolet, and he took his money that he got for bonuses and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and took me into the studio, and I made demos, and then we sent them out. And but it wasn't until I sang at James Cleveland's had his convention, and I was asked to sing for them while they changed for the second half. They asked me would I sing something, and I said yeah. So I got up and sung. He looked beyond my faults and saw my knees. And boy, when I got back to Detroit, because I can't remember where he had his convention. I think it was in Wisconsin or somewhere. But anyway, by the time I got back home, my phone was blowing up with all different
wow.
promoters, yeah, and also record companies and carrying on. And so I just had to pick the one that I thought was best. It wasn't a good move because the business wasn't right, but I was doing what I loved to do, and that was singing. And that's how I got started, and then it just got better as time went on. And I've been out there over 40 years, so, you know, it's just working. I know that's what God called me to do now, you know, and he used my husband at the time to make that move, that transition, because I wasn't ready. I didn't want to do it like that. I just wanted to be free. I wanted to be married, have a lot of kids, and just sing at my daddy's church, but God was calling me for a bigger, you know, platform. So I followed it, and now I'm okay. I feel like I'm doing the Lord's will, because, you know, a lot of people are on earth now, and they don't even know what they're here for. They still don't know their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't figured it. They ain't got a clue. But I know I'm fulfilling what I'm supposed to do, and that's a happy feeling, and it makes me feel proud to be able to do it, and I'm looking for my crown, you know, when I get to heaven, because I feel like I'm doing what God put me on this earth to do.
Wow. Now, that's inspirational. Erica, do you have any questions?
Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I apologize. You know what I wanted to say to you? I was actually looking up information on you, and I was just looking at your pictures, and I think you're so beautiful, and I love your hair color.
Thank you. I just changed it again. No, I didn't. But you know what? I'm forever changing. I get tired of the same thing, but everybody keep asking me, don't get rid of that. What now? What? I got blonde on there?
The blonde, yeah.
Yeah, that's what that. I was sitting in the chair to get my hair done, and I told somebody, I said, I'm getting my hair done. They said, you're not getting rid of the blonde. I said, oh, my God. So
That's right. It looks so good on you.
Well, thank
yes.
you. I'm not quite that high. I just went and got a weave. Look, I tell the truth on everything. But I don't have nothing to hide. I got hair. But I just got tired of trying to do it. You know, Houston is so hot.
Yeah, you do get tired of
mm-hmm.
it. You do.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, we know. We know the struggle.
Oh, I know. So I'm weavable right now. I got a darker.
Unbelievable.
I'm darker. I'm a little darker blonde. I'm like a really blonde. But my real hair is that platinum blonde, and I will, when I take it down, I'll be blonde again. So I ain't going to give it up, because my fans, they love me as a blonde. I tell you, I say, Lord, blonde, they say blondes have more fun. So I don't know about all that, but I know my fans love me to be blonde, so I'm gonna stay a blonde.
Yes, please do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. Now, so are you in the process of recording new music, or you just want to kind of go out on the road for a little while, or, you know, what's the game plan?
Well, I'm going to go out on the road for a while, but I'm writing. I've had a couple of songs that come to me, especially since, you know, the loss of my mother and my son. I've been writing, you know, how I feel and whatever, and I'm just getting ready, you know, because next year I think is when I'm going to really break out with something new. I know all my fans and stuff, they keep saying, we're looking for something from you. When are you going to do something new? We're waiting on a new project. We're waiting on a new single. And I said, hold on. I said, I have to do it in God's timing, you know. So they said, oh, okay. And, you know, they can't fight with that, because when you say you're waiting on God, they just shut down all the way because they know they can't fight with that. So that's what I have to say, because that's honestly what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on the Lord to move in my behalf or whatever I got to do this next record. Even though I took a picture with my sister took a picture of us today in the car with my dad. He's not on there, but just the Bell Sisters. And, boy, she put it on Facebook, and it lit up like I mean, just like firecrackers. I mean, people just kept saying, okay, we're waiting on a record from the Bell Sisters. When is the Bell Sisters going to do something? So I was saying, in between me doing something, maybe, you know, we might work on the Bell Sisters doing something, or either, you know, I just don't really know. I'm just waiting to do make the right move. And timing is really, really important for whatever you do. So we're just waiting for the right timing. And I know that everybody's pulling for us to either do a Bell Sisters or either for me to do a new record or whatever. So just hold on, people. Hold on. I'm coming.
Yes.
I'm coming
that's
out
right.
with something. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So,
so your sister, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tim.
No, go ahead. It's fine. Go ahead.
Oh, Ms. Armstrong, so your sister sing as well?
Oh, yes, Lord. Margaret Bell, my baby sister, and Charlene, missionary Charlene Bell. Charlene, my old sister, have two albums out. They're old, but she did two albums and projects, and my baby sister did one project. Album. She was on Warner Brothers, so, and she just got through doing another one, and but they're holding it right now. They're not going to release it right now. They said they wanted to wait and then put it out there in a little while. So she said, okay, no problem, ain't no rush. So, yeah, they can sing. And my daddy always wanted the Bell, and my mother always wanted all three of us to do something together. We sing on each other's album, you know, like background and stuff, and help each other lead and stuff, but we never done just a Bell Sister project. So everybody is anticipating and waiting for that. So we might just do it. If I could find the right vehicle, which is the right company to be interested and to push it, that we know that's going to really push it, you know, and
right.
be the best for us, then we might just do that, you know.
I think it's a great idea, so you should definitely try to get that going.
Oh, yeah.
So it's one other song I wanted to play tonight. This is an oldie but goodie. And this is I didn't really realize this until much later on that this is actually a remake. It's called Something Inside So Strong.
I really think
that was big. You definitely made it your own. What inspired you to do that song in particular and do it over?
I was with Jive Records then, before they went to made it Verity, because, you know, I was the very first artist that they had, a gospel artist that they had signed on Jive Records. And then they signed John P. Key, and I think it was, James Moore, I think, or somebody. But anyway, And they said, when I was on there, they said, it just ain't coming up right. Vanessa Bell Armstrong gospel singer on Jive Records. We need to change it and make it So they said, we're going to change it. And they came up with Verity. And so that's how, you know, that came along. And then they brought me this song, the producer, which was Lawrence Hollum. He said, I don't know who brought it to his attention, but he brought it to me and thought that it was such a good song to redo over. He said, I think it would just cross over. It was such, it's a wonderful song. And I said, okay. So I did it, and it just turned out to be such a fantastic hit for me, and especially over in London. They loved it. I was like a rock star there when I came there to sing that song. I mean, they had it up on the big board, you know, the video machines, boards up there. They had me showing up there, and then the people had ran down to the front, you know, and they were singing it with me. I mean, it was just, it was really wonderful. So that turned out to be a great, and everybody still loves that song. I mean, I could sing it today and they would have a fit over
yeah.
that. So, you know, I keep it in my yeah, I keep it in mind that, you know, but see back then we didn't have tracks. So, you know, where you TV tracks. So when people ask me to sing it, I have to sing it live. I have to say, y'all got to help me because, you know, I don't have no track to that. So I might have to go back in the studio and make some TV tracks to that so I can do it more often. That and also the Denied Stone, oh, my God. That's widely requested, heavy, wherever I go, you know. So things, some old songs seem to be really what people want right now from me, you know. I mean, they like the new, but they'll never get tired of my old hits and stuff. So I thank God for the platform that he's given me that I will forever work, even if I never have another hit. I will forever work, yeah, from just the older songs that I have.
That says a lot. So let's get to it. Something Inside,
okay.
So Strong, Vanessa Bell Armstrong.
Right.
Let's check
it
out.
Okay.
All right, we're back. So, I mean, that's just one of those songs that, you know, if you're having a bad day, you can just put that on. It's like, man.
Yes, Lord.
I always feel better when I put that on. I can just let it play on and on and on. That's an awesome song. The ladies have a few other questions for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Miss Armstrong, I wanted to ask you about Shine On Me, the theme song to Amen.
Oh, yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, I was on, we was with the play Don't Get God Started, me and the Winers. And we was on Broadway. And my manager, which was, he came and asked me, was I interested? And I said, well, I guess so. And he said, because Andre Crouch and also the writer of that particular sitcom, they thought of me at the same time. They said, we need somebody that can sing as soulful as Aretha and can sing as high as Patti LaBelle. And they both turned around. Now, this is what my manager said. They both turned around and said, Vanessa Bell Armstrong. And I said, wow. I said, so they think that of me? I said, I guess I could do it. I didn't even know how the song went. But when I got there, Andre Crouch let me hear a little piece of how it's supposed to go, and he told me get in there and sing it, and that's what I did. And it was just a wonderful marriage. And, I mean, I enjoyed them checks coming in. Every time
I know you
like,
and you know what?
Me.
You can't help but sing along with the theme song because it's so powerful in the beginning of that show. And Sherman going into the church. I mean, it's just
right.
Good stuff.
I sing that now. I got that. I put that on the record after I did. It's called Timeless. I redid in the studio some songs, like, you know, the medley, and I did Shine On Me, and I did It's Over Now. That was a song that I wrote about my son. And, boy, I just did extended play of it because we was in the studio and we was just letting the Lord lead. So it's a wonderful project. Matter of fact, it won the Stella about 3 years ago. So and I didn't even go to the Stella because I didn't even think I was going. You know, I wasn't even really caring really about winning or nothing like that. I just didn't. This was the time that I just didn't go. And then I kept getting phone calls all that night, kept saying, "Congratulations, you won the Stella." I said, "I did." They said, "Yeah." I said, "Oh my God." So I mean, Matthew knows I was, you know, that's the label I was on, and he was asking what you're gonna name it, and I said the only thing I can come up with is Timeless because these songs I've been singing like Peace Be Still for over 30 years, and so it's timeless. You can't put a time on these songs of how good they are and how long people gonna like them because they still loving it. So he said, okay, and it just turned out to be such a great collaboration. And Amen is the bonus on there because everybody kept saying, why you never put that on your record? I said, you know what, I didn't think about it. So when I did it this time, I said, let's put that on there. And sure enough, people are buying the CD like a hotcake because of Turn On The Light. Well, I call it Shine On Me. It is on there. They really still like it. I've had people to say, even with the reruns, you know, they didn't see the movie, so they just listen to the song, and then they'll go here and do whatever they had to do the rest of, you know, and come back when they get ready to go off and sing with the song again. So that's how much they love that song. And I said, wow, that's powerful. I just thank God for just giving me wonderful music and wonderful lyrics and, you know, things. Because, you know, he didn't have to do that. I could be just somebody that just have a nice little beat and they forget about them, you know, after the song wears off. But it's never like that. It's like I'm forever remembered for nobody but Jesus, you know. And it's just wonderful, wonderful songs, you know, that Thomas Whitfield That was the marriage there, Thomas Wood, the late Thomas Whitfield. Oh my God! And he would come up with these songs and say, you know what? Let's do a remix of that. Let's do this. It'll work. And I said, okay. And we go in there, and he just let me sing. Matter of fact, Peace Be Still album and the album Chosen that got Nobody But Jesus on there, I did both of them albums in one night. The Peace Be Still album, when I started singing, he said, how you feel? I said, I'm ready to do the next song. And he said, all right, let us sing. And then every time I got through, he said, how you feel? I said, I feel good. He said, okay, you want to do the next one? I said, yeah. So I did Peace Be Still album in one night. And then when I came back to do Chosen album, which is Nobody But Jesus, I did the same thing. So I saved the recording company a lot of money because I did it all in, both of them in one night, and it was so incredible, wonderful, because the background, the choir would be there, and they did all the backgrounds to them, and then they just sat around on the floor in the studio and just listened to me do my leads, and boy, we had church up in there, and I miss that, The only one that's bringing it back now is like Donna Lawrence, Richard Smallwood. I mean, the pioneers, they know how to bring that church up in there. Kirk Carr, Hezekiah, they bring that music. They bring the lyrics. They bring the church in there. And we need that, And it's
absolutely
just so wonderful. Yeah, it was still wonderful. Like today, the Pope and the President, and they sung Richard Smallwood, You Are the song of my life, God, when they got through with that, the Pope was clapping like he wanted to jump off the stage, and I had to text Richard Smallwood and tell him I am so godly proud of him and the music that he shared, and it's just he made history with that today because they sung his song for a historical moment of the Pope. It's the first time that a Pope has ever come over to the United States, and for our Black president to have him there, and it's just a wonderful, whole wonderful thing. And I know Richard's still so wonderfully blessed to be able to have a song that was, sung on TV today in a historical moment, and it's just a blessing. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It is such a pleasure, talking to a living legend, and that's the good thing. That was why I was talking to my sons about that the other day. It's trying to create a legacy, so that whenever we do leave out of here, if there's, a piece of us still here in the earth that people will always be able to, look back on. So,
And that's funny that you said that because tonight I didn't go. I didn't feel like going, and I knew I had to do this interview, so I stayed at home. But tonight they did a tribute to a lot of artists, and one was for me and my baby daughter, Melody Armstrong's song, one of my songs tonight, because they were saluting the celebrities and the legendary singers tonight at Bailey's Cathedral. And she told me, she said, Mama, they got me singing your song. I said, well, sing it, baby, because she sounds just like me. She can sing.
Wow.
I think she sung Nobody But Jesus probably because I've heard her sing that before at my concert. I had a birthday concert, and that girl came and she tore that thing up. I had to turn around and look around and say, she sound like me,
Right.
So it's a good feeling when you got somebody to take over your legacy, and I know that she's going to do that, and I'm so proud of her. I really am, and I'm going to push her as hard as I can and steer her in the right way so she'll be – she got two girls, too, so that if that's what they want to do, that they'll have a – you know, an open door where they can get their foot in and do what, you know, and I'm glad that we're passing it on down. And it is a legacy, you know, so I thank God, you know, for it. And I'm just going to keep praying for them and show them the way, and just glad that they're going to just take on my name and keep it going.
That's awesome. Well, I tell you, you know, I just really want to, you know, again, thank you so much for stopping by Night House. We appreciate it. Whenever your next projects come out, of course, the tour, mm-hmm. once you have dates, I'm going to stay in touch with, you know, your manager, make sure that we plug it here on the show.
Okay.
Any last thing that you want to say to us and say to the listening audience?
I just want to say to the listening audience that they get ready, because Vanessa Bell Armstrong is not through yet. God is not through with her yet. So we got some new stuff that's going to come out, and I'm writing some wonderful songs. So you're going to be blessed. And to y'all, I just thank y'all for just supporting me. I really do. I love you, because you don't have to play my music, but I appreciate it so much, and I thank you. You're what keeps me alive out there, and I really appreciate it. Anytime you want me to do anything, just let me know. I'm right here. My manager will make sure that I'll be there to do whatever you want me to do, okay?
That's awesome.
And we appreciate
thank
that.
So
thank you so much.
And
sure.
If you come to Philly, if you're going to have Philly on that tour, right?
Uh-huh.
You're going to do some dates here, because on the serious note, I definitely, if you come to Philly, we're going to see if we can hook something up. And because I'm sure a lot of people out here want to see you. I'm pretty connected in certain areas. So, yeah.
Okay.
Make that happen.
That'll be great. Okay. Well, let's make it happen then.
Let's make it happen.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, enjoy the night, everyone. Thank you for listening, as always. We will be back on next Tuesday. We're going to have to switch it up to all the Empire fans. But again, you know, special thanks to Ms. Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Tia, Erica, say your goodbyes.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. See you next week, Tuesday, new time, same place.
All right.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week on Tuesday, 9:30.
All right. I got to play something inside so strong one last time before I go. All right, guys. I'll see y'all next Tuesday. Take care. God bless.
God bless you. You're doing me wrong.